Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I want to talk about Craft CMS. Now, this is a proprietary CMS, which you don't really hear many podcasts talking about that, because why pay for something when you can use something for free, such as WordPress, for example? And, you know, part of that, that's a little bit true. Like, you can use something for free. Why not use that? There's no cost. But sometimes using a proprietary product has its benefits. And there's some things I really loved about Craft that I've been playing around with lately, and it just feels a lot nicer. So I've been using WordPress for quite a while now, and I still do a large number of WordPress sites. At the moment, I'm working on one, and I just finished up another one not too long ago. And, you know, it's great working in it. It's fantastic. But to get it to do what I kind of need out of the box, basically on every site, I have to bloat it quite a lot. And this isn't with a lot of plugins that are seen visually on the front end or in the back end. It's mainly just helper plugins to assist me with developing or creating, like, say, custom post types and adding custom fields and things like that. There's just a lot there. And for projects where I'd normally do that, I would choose Drupal, where I've got a lot of content management work to do, because Drupal certainly is a far better content management system than what WordPress is. But clients like the more simplicity and just kind of tied to the whole WordPress game. But where I find that Craft CMS is kind of fitting in for me is in between WordPress and Drupal. Kind of brings in both the best of both worlds. Has a really good management or content management side of things, but still being very light like WordPress, whereas Drupal's really heavy. So to get into Craft CMS itself, basically they're saying focus content management. So Craft is a content management system designed to do one thing really well: manage content. No cruft, no bloat, no hassles. And they really do stick true to that. The way that they manage content and the way that they've developed the experience has been extremely well thought through, and you can kind of see where that money goes. Yes, while, you know, people giving their time to develop something helps a lot, but when there's a product that actually requires an income, you do find that people do put a bit more into it, especially when that's all they're working on, because with a lot of open source projects, not everyone can be working 100% on, say, Drupal, for example. There's very few people that can actually do that and be making a living at the same time, like an actual proper living. So I thought I'd go over some of the key points about Craft CMS. So one of the headlines here: make the content managers happy. Keeping the content fresh doesn't have to be a chore. Craft gives you the tools to build an inviting and intuitive publishing experience that your content managers will actually enjoy using. I'd probably replace content managers with clients, because clients really want to be in there and out of there pretty quickly. And at least from my point of view, it's mainly clients and not so much content managers, although I still do get a few content managers, especially lately. But generally, that experience needs to be pain-free, and it needs to be very simple and something where they don't feel like it's a massive chore. And how the content management experience is in Craft, it certainly makes that experience very simple, very painless, very straightforward. So this is really inviting for a developer, for a client. Now, for a developer, you can design and develop it exactly the way you want. So this is a pretty big one. So with the content management side of things, you can create your custom post types or custom content types. You can create custom fields, and everything's there out of the box. So you can customize this content any way you like. If you need image fields, if you need like grid-based fields, if you need anything remotely more unique where you need to go to, say in WordPress, you go to Advanced Custom Fields, then plus an array of other plugins, this is all there ready to go. So it kind of matches what Drupal does, but probably takes it a bit further. I think that actually goes a bit more in depth, so you can really customize that content to suit your needs. The next part is the front end freedom. WordPress is really simple to design your front ends. You know, you just got the loop to go around. There's some very simple APIs. But it's still a little bit painful. Like if you want to do custom fields, you have to go out and use how advanced custom fields works. Bit more painful. You go on the Drupal side where it's pretty much a uniform kind of API interface, but it can be just painful to work with. Like if you want to do things properly, it needs to be out of here and in here. Like it's just, it can get kind of crazy. With Craft, it's a very simple API because it uses Twig for their theming, and it's not so much broken up into all these other little places where you should put things. It's very much straightforward. That's where it goes, and that's how it is. And it doesn't kind of bury stuff in crazy functions and just this rabbit hole nightmare that Drupal does. So it's really nice there. And then you can extend it with plugins, and their plugin API is quite powerful. So I thought I'd run through some of the features now, kind of giving you a brief overview of how flexible the content side is and how flexible the design side of things are for the front end. They have this thing called Matrix. So Matrix is a powerful field type that enables a new level of content flexibility in Craft. It's great for times when you need to store repeating content or string multiple types of content together. I can't really explain this too well without you seeing it visually. It really is something that you need to actually have a look at. So if you check out craftcms.com and go to features, it's the first feature there, and there's a nice video outlining how that all works. Pretty impressive. I was quite surprised. And then how you implement that on the front end, very, very simple bit of markup to get that actually working how you need. So it all kind of revolves around what they call blocks, very similar to how blocks are in Drupal, or blocks in nodes kind of thing. Very similar to how that works. Very, very flexible, very powerful. This is great for marketing sites, and especially if you want to add some variety to pages and not have it look very generic, like an inside basic page. One of the other features is live preview, which is quite nice. You have the option to edit content in a live kind of way. So essentially what happens is you go from your normal admin content screen, which just looks like a normal admin screen. You flick it over to the live preview mode, and it brings up the site and a panel with all your content on the left. And you can then change the content on the left, and it'll change it on the right, and you see what it's actually going to look like in production. I found this, there's a bit of latency here. Maybe they're gonna be changing that in the future. Maybe they'll reactify it or something. There's just a bit of a delay, which is a little bit annoying to me, especially seeing I've been doing a lot of React now, where I can actually see things pretty much happen in real time. But it is a preview, and they're saying it's a live preview, but I think it needs to be pushed up to par a little bit more, but it's still pretty good. The other thing is localization. So out of the box, you can do localization. WordPress can do it, but it's a little bit more painful to do. Drupal, again, can do it, a bit more painful to do, but it's here, ready to go, straight out of the box. They do a fantastic job with localization, so if you need to support multiple languages, it's right there for you. It follows along the same points as WordPress in terms of the one-click updating, very simple there. I spoke about their custom fields. They also have things called section types and entry types. You really need to just dive in and have a look at those, but essentially just how you build content and sections to pages, or sections are kind of pages. You just have to check that one out and just kind of wrap your head around that. But it does create a very flexible content web. It sounds a little bit confusing, but it's not once you actually put it into practice. This is why you need to kind of just dive in there. So I'm going to skip over that. They have a really nice asset management, so you can actually have like multiple asset locations and ways of working with assets, and certain content can only work with certain other assets. It's a really nice kind of media library or system that they've built that you can kind of tailor to your own. Really good job there. They have users, which I'll touch on with the pricing. There's all your categories and tags. You can set up relations. The control panel is responsive and has a nice little dashboard. So it covers basically everything you need for a client site. So getting on with pricing. So I did say it was proprietary. They do have three levels here. But the gotcha kind of thing here, which I think is quite nice, is they have like a personal tier, and it's free. And they say free as in beer. Basically, it's for sites that are built by and for the developer. So if you want to build your own site or maybe like a proof of concept to show it off or something like that, they give that to you for free, which is really nice. You know, it does have restrictions, but they're not really anything that's really going to kind of, for you as a developer playing around with it, it's not going to hassle you. So you get one admin account. You don't get any of the user groups, the user permissions, like their fine grained control. You don't get any public user registration. You don't get all the locales and stuff for your translations. You don't get to brand it. You don't get asset support with S3 or anything like that. So very basic, but allows you to get in there and play around with it. Then they have for the client, and that's basically anything you want with to provide access to a client. So this is for one single client user and one admin account, and it's $199 per year. And that will give you access to everything the same as the free tier, but also gives you the ability to brand the system. So you create your own login logos, email templates, all that kind of stuff. Doesn't give you the additional asset support for S3. If you go up to their pro tier, which is $299, these are all per site, sorry. And that gives you absolutely everything. So you get all your localization, so your i18n stuff. You get your custom logins, and you have the ability to upload assets to S3. They've also got Google Cloud storage support and Rackspace Cloud file support, so it pretty much covers everything there. Now, you might be thinking $299 is quite a lot of money, but if you're doing this for a client and you're doing something that's more custom, that $299 really should just absolve into nearly just about nothing. So the benefits you get from it should simply outweigh and just bring everything down to zero. Now, this is about Craft CMS, so I'll give my TLDR over the whole thing. It is a proprietary CMS. It is certainly a lot lighter for what it gives you. It doesn't have all the annoying buggy issues that you get from WordPress. Everything's rock solid, and it just feels nice. It gives you a lot more flexibility in terms of managing content, and better from a client's perspective. I feel the UI certainly fits clients a lot better. And then having a nice templating language such as Twig stops you from doing anything really nasty, or at least prevents you or tries to prevent you, curbs your the ability for you to put in bad code. So that's really nice there. Now, just as a little side note or addition to this before I finish up the episode, is if you want a commerce component, so if you want a bit more flexibility and you don't want to go just set up another, let's say, a Shopify shop, they do have Craft Commerce. Now, it is quite expensive, but it will do absolutely everything you need. So you think of it as WooCommerce, but maybe a little bit on steroids. It certainly gives you a lot more than what WooCommerce does. For the most part, pretty much features are on par. But you get all the flexibility as what you do with Craft. So it does things like you can do custom processing workflows. You have complete control of design. You can model the products how you want to. It does quite a lot for you straight out of the box. All the interfaces are all mobile friendly, things like that. You get the live preview. Everything the same as Craft CMS. It's very much the same, but it's just the e-commerce side of things. They do have essentially two licenses. So there's you basically they have a pro and like a standard. So you got $700 for the standard, and then $999 for the pro. Again, you can just download it and try it out and for free and see how it goes. But yeah, I'd recommend checking that out if you want to see more about the e-commerce side of things. But there's certainly an option there. So a lot of the time you might get a proprietary CMS, but they don't have an e-commerce solution, at least one that's kind of integrated. So this kind of bridges the gap if you want more control over your e-commerce, but also want it tied pretty closely with the CMS that you're using. So it does handle both sides of things. And as I said, with something, if you're going for a proprietary CMS, generally the jobs that you're doing are certainly more higher priced. So these costs really should be absolved into that, and you should be seeing the benefits you get from it. So while they are high for a store that gives you all this functionality, but then still allows you to be completely flexible where you don't have that or don't quite have that from something like Shopify, it gives you all that there for that price. So it works out quite well. But anyway, I'd love to know, have you been using Craft? Have you used Craft Commerce? What are your thoughts on it? I'd love to know and seeing, you know, if you've done a lot of craft in production, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. But otherwise, that's essentially it for this episode. If you're enjoying the episode, don't forget to leave a rating and review on iTunes. I'd really appreciate that. Otherwise, we'll catch you in the next episode. And if you have any questions or anything like that in regards to the episode, don't forget to leave a comment on codecatchup.com for this episode. You can send an email through codecatchup@gmail.com or leave a tweet at codecatchup on Twitter. But otherwise, yeah, we'll catch you in the next episode.